Welcome everyone to Mass for Wednesday of the fourth week of the Easter season. And I hope this approach to sharing Mass together on Wednesday with a mixture of text and voice recording and live stream video is a helpful part of the whole in terms of the different parts of our parish blog space. You'll see in the written introduction above where this voice recording is in the blog, an explanation of the current decision based on consulting various ones among the community who've given feedback on what it is that they're finding helpful for the sharing and development and leadership of their own prayer and ministry. So I hope this is helpful. Let's join together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And as we come together in prayer across our various places today, let's just consciously join each other as a community and together open our hearts to the presence of God with us across our various spaces, uniting us together and uniting us with the world. And let's receive the mercy and understanding of God, the God who knows each of us by name. Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you, and we ponder your mercy and tender accompaniment, for you are our risen Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, we thank and praise you for showing us and leading us with your remarkable surrender of trust. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you that you have enabled us to be Easter people, singing Alleluia even now for a permanence of life that has already begun. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us any sin and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And friends, let us pray. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. And if you'd like to take some time now reading and reflecting on the Liturgy of the Word, the readings that are printed there in the blog. I'll share some words of a brief homily in a moment.